Welcome to the new reality edition of Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR 1, where we serve you the first bite of today's science, technology, and innovation. I'm Bert Lum, and on today's show, we have Constancio Paranal. He's the Innovation and Tech Program Manager over at the City and County's Office of Economic Revitalization. And we also have Jeremiah Jacinto, and he's the chair of the Hawaii State Youth Commission, and he's also a senior over at Baldwin High School on Maui. And Jeremiah is here to talk about something called Digital Aloha Month, and Constancio will then later tell us about the broadband ho'ike. So we'll kick it off with Jeremiah, and I want to welcome you both to Bite Marks Cafe.
Of course. Happy to be here.
Hey, Jeremiah, so let me ask you a little bit about yourself. And, you know, you are part of this Hawaii State Youth Commission, as well as being a senior at Baldwin High School. But what is the Hawaii State Youth Commission? I mean, this is something kind of new to me, and maybe some of our listeners might want to know a little bit more about it. So what exactly is this Youth Commission?
Yes, of course. The Hawaii State Youth Commission is a group of young leaders, nonpartisan, who are across all the islands from Kauai to Big Island. And we kind of help out to advise the governor, the legislature, and other legislators on the different laws that they're creating and also the different things they're sending out into the state as well.
And so how do you get involved with something like this? How do other students know about this Youth Commission, and does it include private, public schools? I mean, and how do they recruit for membership in this commission? Or is it like, do you get self-selected, or does somebody kind of tap you on the shoulder?
Of course. It's by application. Mm-hmm. So currently we're composed of 12 members. Mm-hmm. And some of us are from private school, and some of us are, or a majority of us are from public school. And the way you join is during some points in the year, we open up applications, which we post on our social media as well as on our website as well. And we share it with different organizations that we work with as well. So that's sometimes Lieutenant Governor or with organizations like the Hawaii State Student Council. Mm-hmm, and they send it out to schools.
How many years have you been involved with this Youth Commission?
This is actually my second year that I'm serving, and I'm the chairperson this year. So I'm very happy to be part of it.
And were you always interested in kind of this policy work? Because typically, I mean, I don't, maybe I'll be speaking for myself here, but, you know, a lot of young people, and I'm glad to hear that you're interested in policy work, maybe aren't as attuned to the bills, you know, and the laws that get passed. How did you start to get interested in that particular area?
You know, just growing up, I was also the same. I wasn't interested at all in laws and government. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it started around the beginning of high school when I really saw how the decision started to affect kids around me in school. Mm. When we had the new Kihei High School get built and the roundabout, I started to have feelings on why we should get a voice in the things that affect us the most. Mm-hmm. So, and I think that's the real importance in why students and young people in general should be involved in policy and government, so that they can put their voice out and say why they think the things they think matter. That was a little tongue twister, but
no, that's good.
I really love policy because it allows me to give my voice out and say why I believe in something and really fight for what I think is right.
Well, that's really great, and you know, you're starting obviously at a young age, and I think you will be very prepared as you go off to college and then hopefully come back and maybe get into some of this government space. Now, how did you get selected? Or no, maybe before we get into the selection as an ambassador, tell us a little bit about Digital Aloha Month, which September is, and you know, what does that all mean?
Yes, Digital Aloha is very important, and it's a project that Lieutenant Governor Luke is pushing out. It's pretty much about treating the internet just as much as respectful as we treat others in person. Sorry. Mm-hmm. It's about bringing the values that we grew up with, values like kindness and respect, into the internet and being aware before we post anything offensive, before we comment on other people's posts saying something hateful. It's in our heads, pretty much, knowing that we should be doing the right thing and we should be acting with kuleana and respect whenever we're talking to other people online and whenever we're connecting with other people online. Because online is in the reality that a lot of us are now involved with. And a lot of us are online for a lot of the time in our days now these days.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about treating people online with kindness is what I would say is the most important thing that Digital Aloha is bringing.
So as an ambassador, which is great, somebody anointed you as one of the ambassadors. What does that role entail?
It entails just embodying exactly what we think Digital Aloha means.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure what we're posting on social media and online isn't offensive to others. Making sure that we second guess ourselves first before we make any comments, just to make sure that we're not saying anything offensive or might sound offensive to others. And in this time, cyberbullying is a very big issue, not just in Hawaii, but around the world. And it's making sure that we're fighting for a change and we're fighting for the help that people need online. Because cyberbullying is real and lots of people suffer it, not just in Hawaii, but around the United States.
Well, Jeremiah, how are you obviously going to help to promote this as Digital Aloha? How do you get your other fellow students to embrace this?
Oh, of course. Personally, I'm just going to tell all my friends just to be mindful, but on a larger, more wider network, we've worked with the Hawaii Public Schools and Superintendent Hiyashi, and we're looking to send out a message within the school systems that social media, like TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, group ads, and these platforms in general should be handled with the utmost attention whenever we're making any stories and making any messages to other people.
Well,
we're trying to just send out that message.
Great, great. And Jeremiah, so where can people find out more about Digital Aloha and your sort of efforts as an ambassador?
It's actually mostly found on social media right now.
Okay.
But Lieutenant Governor Sylvia Luke mm-hmm. has just posted on Instagram and Facebook, but she also posted our proclamation online. So that is also available on our website to find what we think Aloha means. There's actually an acronym for each letter in mm-hmm. Aloha. So,
well, I'll definitely put that up on our show notes for later on. And of course, Jeremiah, you know, we're all proud of you. You're the chairperson of the Hawaii State Youth Commission and also senior at Baldwin High School. We'll probably have you back sometime and kind of get an idea as to where you're heading once you graduate. But with that, I want to thank you, Jeremiah, for joining us.
Thank you. Very happy to be here once again.
And of course, we'll be right back after this short break to continue our conversation. We'll turn our focus to Constancio Paranal. We'll talk about the broadband ho'ike. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributors Ulupono Initiative and Ruby Tuesday Hawaii.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Bert Lum. If you're just joining us, we're now talking to Constancio Paranal. He is the Innovation and Tech Program Manager over at the City and County of Honolulu's Office of Economic Revitalization and probably one of the key organizers for the Broadband Ho'ike. Hey, Constancio, I want to welcome you back to Bite Marks Cafe.
Aloha, Bert. Thank you for inviting me to be part of your show.
Yeah, well, you know, this has been quite a journey. I mean, I remember you bringing up the interest of championing the 2025 Broadband Ho'ike. I think the last time the Broadband Ho'ike was done was in 2023, right? And that took place on Kauai. And
that's right.
Yeah, no, you're championing it and having it done on Oahu, which is great. Now,
mm-hmm.
maybe first off, let's say, when is this Broadband Ho'ike?
Yeah, so this year's Brava and Hoike is going to happen on October 6th and 7th.
Okay.
Yeah, so there are two-day events.
And kind of, what is it that got you kind of inspired to do it for 2025, knowing that it was going to be a lot of work?
Yeah, it definitely is a lot of work. But I think, you know, when we did this in 2023, there was already kind of like an expectation that we want to continue the discussion and make sure that people are abreast of what's happening surrounding broadband and digital equity. But we also recognize that it takes a lot of work and involves some capacity to be able to support it. And 2024, we weren't ready. And also we were just at that point of doing a lot of planning and development. And so there wasn't really a lot of things happening during that time. But 2025 became very instrumental, of course, with what's happening politically, right? And we saw how there were a lot of monies that, you know, were taken away surrounding digital equity. And so we felt that with that happening at the federal level, we here at the state of Hawaii need to continue the conversation and make sure that the effort is not lost. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's well said. And, you know, we've been covering some of the funding mechanisms toward broadband infrastructure and things like digital equity. And you're absolutely right. During the course of 2024, I mean, we're very optimistic that a lot of the funds from one, you know, there's two basic kind of programs, one called the Broadband Equity Access and Deployment, or BEAD, and the other one was the Digital Equity Act. And, you know, those were things that we were planning and getting ready for. So you're right. I mean, maybe 2024 wasn't a good time to bring everybody together and talk about, you know, where things are at, because it was just sort of in a planning mode. Because I think you will agree with this. Oftentimes people will assume that money has already come to Hawaii and that trucks are ready to roll to install fiber. But there was a whole planning process, right? And so tell us a little bit about, you know, what your sort of expectation, or, you know, from a planning cycle, what you had hoped to see happen, like in 2025.
Well, I think, like, again, because of what was happening on the federal level, we want to make sure that 2025 is, at least the Broadband Hoike this year, is really focused on continuing the discussion and engaging the community, making sure that the community is abreast with what's happening here, and also on the national level, and just keep that discussion moving along and find ways to help each other and support any initiative that is available, and, you know, keep moving forward. And so we designed this year's Broadband Hoike with that in mind, and we have two days this year. Day one is really focused on our community and our institutions and making sure that everyone knows what's happening in those communities, the programs, the resources that are available, and bringing the discussion in the community itself. And then, so a lot of site visits, workshops, presentations, and day one across the island of Oahu. And then day two is when the main programming happens, where there are a lot of presentations, workshops, and discussions surrounding different topics, which include workforce development, includes small business entrepreneurship, innovation, you know, anything and everything that broadband touches.
No, there's 2 days, and you kind of mentioned day one, which would be basically a couple of site visits, maybe share a little bit about what you have in mind in terms of where, you know, where on Oahu you plan to have these visits take place.
So for day one, we actually have two tracks that are happening that day. And track one is on the
Paola side, kind of North Shore side. We'll have our community anchor institutions such as Hui'ohau'ula. There will be a Ko'olau Broadband Coalition and some discussion on connectivity supports for KT to Kupuna. And then we'll also have visits to DR Fortress, which is Hawaii's largest data center, a digital hub for local businesses. And then we'll convene at the Hawaii Broadband Office to talk a little bit more about the state's perspective on broadband infrastructure. So that's track one. Simultaneously, we'll have another track, which is going to happen on the west side of Oahu, that will start at Waianae Coast Comprehensive Health Center. There's a lot of things happening in that area, such as the lifeline for Waianae Moku community Wi-Fi network. So some Kupuna Tech workshops also. So we'll talk more about those. And then we'll also go to Pu'uhuna, Waianae. Which is a self-built village with its own broadband network. Very empowering and a great initiative. So, and then we'll finish that site visit at the Department of Hawaiian Homeland. So really looking at how broadband is affecting the Native Hawaiians and how DHHL is expanding access for that community. That's day one.
How did you go about selecting those particular locations out in Haula and out in Waianae? I mean, I think they're great selections. And given the fact that, you know, Oahu is probably is the most populated, so finding kind of like the right, and I think you said it, community anchor institutions and are located in places that are relatively hard to get to. You know, it's not like urban core or, you know, downtown, right? So what is it that people should look for when they participate in either one of those particular visits?
I guess first I wanted to address your question of how we ended up choosing those two. I think the first really was part of the study and the research that we conducted in 2024, 2023 and 2024, and identifying which areas on Oahu really need the level of support and service where there are residents that are underserved and unserved. And Waianae and Haula were among those geographic locations, right, that were in there. Yeah. And so that is one of the reasons why we chose those two, but also those are the areas where we have a lot of community engagement and community support. And because this is a statewide convening, we want to make sure that we bring many of our neighbor island participants to those areas because we want them to see somewhat like a model that works in those communities. And hopefully that will inspire them and see a different ways and different approaches to providing access to broadband or upskilling and other resources that the community needs.
I think those are great selections, and I think it's a great opportunity to kind of highlight what connectivity and the availability of the skills for folks, you know, in those communities to leverage this technology. So I think it's a great choice, you know, that you made. Now, I do want you to talk a little bit about day two, because day two is a little different, but it has there's a lot of sessions and information sort of packed into one day. So why don't we hold that thought? We'll be right back at a short break to continue our conversation with Constancio Paranal, and we're talking about the Broadband Ho'ike. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor Chaminade University.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe. I'm Bert Lum right here on Hawaii Public Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to Constancio Paranal. He's the Innovation and Tech Program Manager over at the City and County's Office of Economic Revitalization. And we're talking about the Broadband Ho'ike, which is taking place on October 6th and 7th. And on the second day, Constancio, this is pretty much all coming together at the Entrepreneur Sandbox. So what do you have planned for that full day of activities?
Right, so October 7th is day two of the Broadband Ho'ike, and that showcases something different, a different programming from day one.
Mm-hmm.
And that will include a lot of presentations and discussions. The morning is really going to start off with a plenary talking about, you know, the future of broadband as a foundation for Hawaii's digital economy. And then there will be a number of breakout sessions in the morning, focusing on jobs and digital workforce. We'll also talk about Broadband 101. A lot of people still don't understand what broadband is. And so Charter Communications will actually be doing a presentation of that. And then there's also going to be a discussion on how do we ensure that internet or high-speed internet is affordable. Because particularly here on Oahu, when we talk about access, it's not about access to infrastructure or equipment, but it's really more about affordability.
Mm-hmm.
So, so that's the morning session. And then the afternoon session is about taking the insights and the knowledge into action. And so there is going to be, again, an afternoon plenary followed by breakout sessions talking about infrastructure projects, talking about innovations in the island. So tying broadband to entrepreneurship and even telehealth. And also another component is bringing a group of tech-savvy teens to a workshop who will be teaching digital skills and showing that the importance of reaching, you know, generations. So,
yeah.
And then of course, what we did last year is the Digital Economy Innovation Awards, which you've been kind of, you've been leading. So I really appreciate your help on that.
Well, yeah, and that'll be part of another sort of segment in the Ho'ike on that afternoon. Now, I want you to tell us a little bit about the tech-savvy teens, because that sounds like an interesting session. They're going to actually be supporting some folks that might want to, you know, ask some questions. What's the matchup between participants and what the tech-savvy teens are going to be offering?
Yeah, so the idea behind tech-savvy teens, by the way, tech-savvy teens is one of the awardees or the honorees from last year's Digital Innovation Awards. And so they're doing such great work. These are essentially teenager students who are using their knowledge and skills to help and teach kupuna. And so we thought that it would be a great way to get them involved. So they will be doing a presentation about the work that they're doing, promote a little bit more awareness on that so people can have access to the great work and the resources that they're offering. But we'll also be doing sort of like a genius bar. You know, if you go to Apple, there we'll have this team kind of helping kupuna. So kupunas or not even kupunas, anyone who needs help with digital technologies and navigating digital technologies, the tech-savvy teens will be available during the in the afternoon on day two.
Yeah, so I'm curious. Typically, I would guess that the attendee has a strong interest in the topic of internet, broadband, and some of the, you know, the digital equity or digital literacy types of offerings. You know, how are you reaching out to the potential attendees? And do you think the mix of attendees will some be knowledgeable and some want to have some help? I mean, how do you sort of mix that in with the offerings, you know, from the panels to the Genius Bar? I mean, are you kind of figuring that, hey, anybody can go to the Genius Bar? You might have a question about anything. So that's where you would go. But are you also kind of reaching out to a kind of kupuna crowd as well?
Yeah, I mean, that's what this is all about, right? Broadband is for all.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make sure that this particular event is for everyone. and everyone who wants to be a part of this movement, everyone who wants to understand and learn more about what broadband is and what's happening in our community and be a part of this movement, if you will, is welcome to participate. You know, so if you're a kupuna, you're a keiki, you're a small business owner, whether you know something or you don't know anything about broadband,
right,
there is going to be a session for you. So, and I think we were very intentional, the group putting this together were very intentional in ensuring that there are a lot of avenues and sessions for anyone who is interested.
Well, I think there's a good variety of topics that are being offered. You know, we're going to be doing the Digital Economy Innovation Awards, and that will be kind of recognizing some of the projects that have taken place across the state. So we'll have representation from Kauai and Oahu and Maui and the Big Island. So that's kind of a broad brush. But most of the panels, I guess, will be kind of statewide, but also feature people that are kind of in the actual business of whether it's workforce development or infrastructure or, you know, doing any of the, let's say, digital literacy types of activities. So I think it's a good mix of activities that are going to take place for anybody, really, right, who's interested in this topic.
So and actually, Bert, if I could add, you know, like this year's theme actually is Pupukai I Holomua, which translates to unite to move forward. And that theme really guides and embodies the mindset that when we work together, we make progress. And so it's about community's collective efforts in advancing Hawaii's broadband connectivity, access, and literacy.
Yeah, that's great. I'm glad that you've you know, picked Hawaii Public Radio to get the word out. I think this is the period of time when a lot of the promotion is taking place, right?
Yes, absolutely. No, thank you for this opportunity.
No, and I'm glad, and I think there will be more out there, so I would advise anybody that's interested to keep an eye out, you know, for the broadband Hoike. And so, Constancio, where can people go to find out more about the broadband Hoike?
Yes, so to find out more about the broadband Hoike, you can go to our website, www.revitalizeoahu.org, and under events, you'll find the broadband Hoike tab, and that will provide you all the information and how to register as well.
Very good.
And one more thing. For those who are from neighbor islands, there's an opportunity. If you don't have, if you need financial assistance, there is something that's available for you.
Well, I'll put that up on our show notes. Constancio Paranal, he's the Innovation and Tech Program Manager over at the City and County's Office of Economic Revitalization and a key organizer for the 2025 Broadband Hoike. Constancio, thanks for joining me today.
Mahalo, Bert.
And thank you for listening to Bite Marks Cafe. Join us next week when we'll talk about the Hawaiian Islands Fiber Link. If you miss any part of this edition, you can find the podcast of tonight's show on bitemarkscafe.org. Our engineer is David Chong. You can catch us on HPR One every Friday or anytime via the HPR app or your favorite podcast application. In the meantime, you stay safe, you stay awesome. We'll see you next week on another edition of Bite Marks Cafe.